Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Holy Week in the Western Christian Church, with Easter this coming Sunday, and in the Jewish faith, Passover began last night. So, how is the coronavirus pandemic affecting these religious holidays? For a look, we're joined now by Rabbi Todd Markley of Temple Beth Shalom in Needham. Hi, Rabbi.
Hi, how are you, Bob?
I'm fine, thank you very much. We're also joined by Father Brian Clary of St. Anne and St. Brendan Parish in Dorchester. Hi, Father Brian. Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, good morning, Bob.
Rabbi Todd, let me start with you. How is the pandemic changing the celebration of Passover, especially when it comes to either hosting or going to a Seder?
The big shift this year is that people are accustomed to this being a home holiday, but typically a home-based holiday where they're inviting family and friends to come be with them, or they're traveling to be with others, and this year that really just isn't possible. And so the big shift this year is in trying to help people connect virtually when they can't be together physically.
Father Clary, how is this affecting the way Catholics are celebrating Easter?
During Holy Week, we become a more congregational community. The churches are more full. There are processions with Palm Sunday. People would be giving out blessed palms. Now, many churches in the Boston area forbid that. I know some people in, say, the Diocese of Fall River who would wrap up their palms in plastic after they've been blessed, and people exercising social distancing would come by the church and say a little prayer in the church and then take their palm and go home.
What are you hearing from your congregations? What guidance are they seeking from you?
I've been hearing from people who are concerned about upcoming life cycle events, wedding couples who have weddings on the calendar, and people who have loved ones that they're separated from who may be nearing the end of life and are struggling with not being able to visit them and be with them. Certainly, families who are expecting to celebrate the bar bat mitzvah of a child coming up in the weeks ahead, who have been adjusting their plans and seeking our guidance in how to do so.
Father Clary, what are you hearing from your parishioners?
Oh, well, overall, the sadness of not being able to enter the church buildings of my parishes to spend moments of quiet prayer, to be in the holy place during the Holy Week, and the life cycle events of the Catholic community during this time. Typically, our second graders from the parish and our school receive Holy Communion for the first time. We just can't schedule that at this point.
I'm wondering if, in a way, this separation, the physical separation, is drawing people together spiritually, Father?
Oh, I agree with you. I take comfort in the fact that this week, Holy Week for us Christians, is the playing out of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, where everything is being stripped away. There's a sense of isolation of the Son of God from the cross. From the cross, we know that Jesus said the words of Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? Now, this is the cry of many people throughout our world. You know, why have you abandoned me? Why am I getting sick? Why are these things happening? Why is God allowing these things to happen? But in that moment, we as believers, all good people of faith, are called not to despair. What is our response going to be?
Rabbi?
So the Passover holiday that's upon us now is really a holiday dedicated to retelling the story of the Israelites going forth from slavery in Egypt and passing through the parted waters of the sea and arriving on their journey towards the Promised Land and arriving at freedom. And so freedom is a big theme for Passover observers at this time of year. And understandably, there are many who are feeling more constricted right now than free with all of the restrictions that are put into place. And I think a piece of the spirituality that is coming out of these days is not only a sense that the only way to make our way towards freedom for us all is to join together and move forward together and to support one another in that endeavor, and that real freedom comes in being able to be healthy and being able to live our lives and return to whatever a new normal is going to be for us, and that I am seeing people coming together around that sense of we will see this through together and we will ultimately all end up in a better place for it.
I want to thank both of you for being with us today here on WBUR. Rabbi Todd Markley of Temple Beth Shalom in Needham, again, thanks and happy Passover.
Thank you.
And Father Brian Clowery of St. Anne and St. Brendan Parish in Dorchester, thank you very much for speaking with us and happy Easter, Father.
Thank you and God bless, Bob.
Happy Easter to you and yours, Father Clowery.
Oh, and happy Passover to you and yours.